You're listening to Mind Labs, an open platform for artists. For more information, visit www.mindlabs.co.uk.
The Long Journey by Zima Witholda. Turned again as he tightly gripped the mug in his hand and opened the door. The blizzard outside was strong, and his way had led him here through a whirlwind of snow. And the cold, surely the lowest temperature it had been, his nose barely able to take the icy air into his lungs. He was not warmly dressed for such a journey, but he was indeed dressed well. A long black coat that is often worn in more autumnal times, and a cap with ear protectors which spoke of a Siberian land hung around him. The leather on his boots had started to crack, and he could feel his feet already beginning to freeze. One could also observe that his trousers looked as if made of the most fragile material, and if touched, would no sooner crumble and shatter into a thousand smaller fragments. All this, as the dry snow continued screeching under his sole. He put the cup on the fridge and reached for the bag of tea. He poured boiling water into the cup, smiling piglet walking around the rim, and squeezed in a lemon, just a bit, for taste. When Piglet was finally steaming, he lit a Chesterton and took a deep breath, inhaling the smoke, which he presented with a puff and a sigh of relief. His face resembled an Arctic iceberg, the kind mountaineers battle after experiencing harsh routes through the Arctic Circle. Frost on his beard gave him a tinge of nobility, and his face was so rigid that the only expression he could present was but a smile. The freezing winds he had fought outside had seemed to that. When he finished the duality of his standard procedure, he uttered,
"And I'm off."
And a blast of icy wind stormed through the threshold as he opened the door. With a cup of tea in one hand and a lit Chesterton in the other, he began his journey towards the Nord. He knew that, the less he inhaled, the further point he would reach. He also bore in mind that the tea had a finite content, and the fewer gulps he took, the less he would have to inhale, and the fewer puffs, the fewer gulps, and the nearer to the aim of his journey he would be. The aim was always at the hand, and the point was close. He could feel it. But the closer he came, the more he doubted.
"Will I get to the point this time? Will my fuel survive? How long do I still have to go?"
The wind cruelly attacked his face, and the frozen drops of water hit his cheeks, puncturing and cutting his jubilant visage. Many miles had passed, and the muscles grew tired. His body began to suffer. His steps slowed. demanding a force he no longer possessed. But his bare hand still held tightly onto the piglet cup and the glowing Chesterton, always careful not to let the tea freeze in the cup, and to always keep the smoldering cigarette alight. With the place almost within reach, he suddenly enlivened himself. Though the blizzard was severe and it was hard to see anything, the power and energy filled his organic system. The goal was near, he could almost touch it. A few more steps, joy struck in his heart. He was almost there. But it was a short-term happiness. He looked at his cup and saw it empty. He wanted to take a puff, but the Chesterton was now only a fag end. He was smiling, but only due to the incapability of changing his facial expression. But in his heart, he cried. Once again, he had failed. The way he walked had been his downfall. He had to go back to the base. Back once again. On the way, as usual, he reconsidered the plan. Fewer puffs, fewer gulps. He pondered the ideal solution.
3 gulps per minute, or maybe 1.5 per 6.
Being unsure as to whether this was his last decision, or 5th before last. Yet the spirit of the challenge pushed him forward, so he headed for another cup of tea in the next Chesterton. And when he reached the base once again, he collected the 2 necessary items and tried again to finish his journey. Though this was a journey never to be finished.
This time, I'm going to make it. This time, be my success. And I'm off.
He closed the door and went heading off into the Nord. Heading into the night.